Morning, it's Elliot Wilson. I've still got Puff on the line. Puff, what's up?
What's good? What's Wake good? Your ass up, Elliot.
I'm trying, Puff. I'm trying. So what is it about the ladies, man? You've had public relationships. You've had private relationships. What is, you said, is it Achilles heel is love? Like, what's up with you and the ladies? Like, why is it a theme that keeps coming, has to be expressed through your music? Like, why is it such a strong force in your life?
Man, because, I done made a lot of paper, and I done broke a lot of records. But, you know, I've never been able to be successful in that because just being a workaholic. But it's just on the real, that's just something that I need. I need that woman in my life. And, you know, on the low, I'm like, I mean, everybody, I'm sensitive and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I just did what was real to me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on no bitch shit or nothing.
Don't test Puff Daddy, baby. Don't test the God.
Yeah, nah. It ain't that. I mean, that's just my weakness. That's just what, you know, that's the thing that distracts me from my work. That's the thing that, you know, occupies like my mind or heart. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't like that, like, you know, I regret the day I get married, the world in trouble, because then I'm gonna be extra focused.
Yeah, why do you do that? You be faking on Twitter that you get married and stuff. Like, do you think you'd ever settle down? Like, is that really what you want to do? Or is it like, or your appetite for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? A little thing called insatiable, brother. Is it insatiable?
Nah. To be honest, like, that's a little played out. I really ain't running around here like that.
Yeah.
It's a little played out, and that's like a little dirty. It's a little, like, you know, it's back in the night.
You lived that. You did that already. You did that already. Yeah. That's in the rear view.
Yeah. I did that already. So if you're doing it now, I ain't knocking you. But, you know, if a day you're going to come out of it, you know, it's just that, I don't want to get a divorce. So I just don't get married till I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the way I grew up, I didn't really grow up. My father was killed when I was 3, and my mother is real gangster. So my mother just said, I ain't even going to see another man forever. So, you know, she was trying to do that in a way to protect us and ride with my pops, but at the same time, it kind of like, you know, also messed us up a little bit because we ain't never seen like a mother, father, man, woman relationship. Even though that ain't no excuse because, you know, God has it in our hearts. But, you know, that's just like the story of my life. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that I don't really understand. But, you know, as I get older and evolve more, it's something that, you know, that I think about.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's understandable, man. I mean, you being real personal, man. I appreciate you being so candid, man.
Yeah. This interview is real soft for Shade 45.
I want to come back with some hard body questions. I got a couple of hard body questions I want to ask you.
We sounded like we need some strings and piano in the background.
So up next to Puff, stay on. I got some hard body questions. Shade 45.